Segment 22. If they had bread for nothing, alas, for what would they cry? Their maintainment. That is their true entertainment, and they shall have it hard. Beast of prey are they. In their working, there is even plundering in their earning. There is even overreaching. Therefore shall they have it hard. Better beast of prey shall they thus become, subtler, cleverer, more manlike, for man is the best beast of prey. All the animals has man already robbed of their virtues. That is why of all animals it has been hardest for man. Only the birds are still beyond him, and if man should yet learn to fly, alas, to what height would his rapacity fly? Segment 23. Thus would I have man and woman, fit for war the one, fit for maternity the other, both, however, fit for dancing with head and legs. And lost be the day to us in which a measure has not been danced, and false be every truth which has not had laughter along with it. Segment 24. Your marriage arranging, see that it is not a bad arranging. You have arranged too hastily, so there follows therefrom marriage breaking. And better marriage breaking than marriage mending, marriage lying. Thus spoke a woman to me, indeed I broke the marriage, but first did the marriage break me. The badly paired found I ever the most revengeful. They made everyone suffer for it, that they no longer run singly. On that account, want I the honest ones to say to one another, we love each other. Let us see to it that we maintain our love, or shall our pledging be blundering? Give us a set term and a small marriage, that we may see if we are fit for the great marriage. It is a great matter always to be twain. Thus do I counsel all honest ones, and what would be my love to the Superman, and to all that has come, if I should counsel and speak otherwise? Not only to propagate yourself onwards, but upwards. Thereto, O my brethren, may the garden of marriage help you. Segment 25. He who has grown wise concerning old origins, lo, he will at last seek after the fountains of the future and new origins. O my brethren, not long will it be until new people shall arise and new fountains shall rush down into new depths. For the earthquake, it chokes up my wells, it causes much languishing, but it brings also to light inner powers and secrets. The earthquake discloses new fountains. In the earthquake of old peoples, new fountains burst forth. And whoever calls out, lo, here is a well for many thirsty ones, one heart for many longing ones, one will for many instruments. Around him collects a people, that is to say, many attempting ones. Who can command? Who must obey? That is there attempted. Ah, what with long seeking and solving and failing and learning and reattempting. Human society, it is an attempt, so I teach, a long seeking. It seeks, however, the ruler. An attempt, my brethren, and no contract. Destroy, I pray you, destroy that world of the soft-hearted and half and half. Segment 26. O my brethren, with whom lies the greatest danger to the whole human future? Is it not with the good and just? As those who say and feel in their hearts, we already know what is good and just. We possess it also. Woe to those who still seek thereafter. And whatever harm the wicked may do, the harm of the good is the harmfulest harm. And whatever harm the world maligners do, the harm of the good is the harmfulest harm. O my brethren, into the hearts of the good and just, look someone once on a time who said, they are the Pharisees. But people did not understand him. The good and the just themselves were not free to understand him. Their spirit was imprisoned in their good conscience. The stupidity of the good is unfathomably wise. It is true, however, that the good must be Pharisees. They have no choice. The good must crucify him who devises his own virtue. That is the truth. The second one, however, who discovered their country, the country, heart, and soil of the good and just, it is he who asked, whom do they hate most? The Creator hate they most, him who breaks the tables and old values, the breaker, him they call the lawbreaker. For the good they cannot create. They are always the beginning of the end. They crucify him who writes new values on new tables. They sacrifice to themselves the future. They crucify the whole human future. The good, they have always been the beginning of the end. Segment 27. O my brethren, have you also understood this word, and what I once said of the last man? With whom lies the greatest danger to the whole human future? Is it not with the good and just? Break up, I pray you, the good and just. O my brethren, have you understood also this word? Segment 28. You flee from me. You are frightened. You tremble at this word. O my brethren, when I enjoined you to break up the good and the tables of the good, then only did I embark man on his high seas. And now only comes to him the great terror, the great outlook, the great sickness, the great nausea, the great seasickness. False shores and false securities did the good teach you. In the lies of the good were you born and bred. Everything has been radically contorted and distorted by the good. But he who discovered the country of man discovered also the country of man's future. Now shall you be sailors for me, brave, patient. Keep yourselves up betimes, my brethren. Learn to keep yourselves up. The sea storms. Many seek to raise themselves again by you. The sea storms. All is in the sea. Well, cheer up, you old seamen hearts. What of fatherland? Here strives our helm, where our children's land is. Thitherwards, stormier than the sea, storms are great longing. Segment 29. Why so hard, said the diamond one to the charcoal, are we then not near relatives? Why so soft? O my brethren, thus do I ask you, are you not then my brethren? Why so soft, so submissive and yielding? Why is there so much negation and abnegation in your hearts? Why is there so little fate in your looks? And if you will not be fates and inexorable ones, how can you one day conquer with me? And if your hardness will not glance and cut and chip to pieces, how can you one day create with me? For the creators are hard. And blessedness, must it seem to you, to press your hand upon millenniums as upon wax? Blessedness, to ride upon the will of millenniums as upon brass, harder than brass, nobler than brass. Entirely hard is only the noblest. This new table, O my brethren, put I up over you, become hard. Segment 30. O you, my will, you change of every need my needfulness. Preserve me from all small victories. Your fatedness of my soul, which I call fate, you in me, over me, preserve and spare me for one great fate, and your last greatness, my will, spare it for your last, that you may be inexorable in your victory. Ah, who has not succumbed to his victory? Ah, whose eyes has not been dimmed in this intoxicated twilight? Ah, whose foot has not faltered and forgotten in victory how to stand, that I may one day be ready and ripe in the great noontide, ready and ripe like the glowing ore, the lightning-bearing cloud, and the swelling milk udder, ready for myself and for my most hidden will, a bow eager for its arrow, an arrow eager for its star, a star ready and ripe in its noontide, glowing, pierce, blessed by annihilating sun arrows. A sun itself, and an inexorable sun will, ready for annihilation and victory. O will, you change of every need my needfulness. Spare me for one great victory. Thus spoke Zarathustra.